vicinity.
Yes.
Yes.
Even right in the presence of our enemy.
Yes.
Enemies don't stop him from setting tables.
Yes.
He'll spread the table any words that he would desire.
Yes.
He'd make the enemies back off and watch us eat.
That's right.
They can hold their peace while we're enjoying us. God can do those things.
Oh, yes.
He is marvelous, marvelous, marvelous.
Yes.
Thank you, Adam, for the water. We get started all right. One preacher, I went to one place. He said, now, if you preach good, you get the water.
Yes.
Preach good. And I was thirsty, so I said, I'll sure do my best.
Yeah.
Because I wanted that water.
All right.
Amen. But I want the water of life morally.
Amen.
That's just a, like a tight, you see. God give us a thirst for that, but how much more the thirst for the water of His Word of His Spirit.
Amen.
I don't need that so bad. So I can say it's a privilege to be here in Brother Piner's church here this time.
I've
been in this congregation. We say we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The name is above every name.
Hallelujah.
That the Bible said, Paul said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Yes.
That He is the glory to God the
Father.
Is that right? That He is Lord.
Yes.
He is Lord.
Yes.
Just L-O-R-D.
Yes.
Not large, but He is Lord.
Yes.
I'm glad there's just one Lord. One faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, above all, through you all, and in you all. That's all.
Hallelujah.
And God made it possible that Him and the Son could be one. That's a great mystery within itself.
Yes, sir.
That it so pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness dwell. Is that right? The Father. That He wanted the fullness dwell in His Son. So He poured everything He was. Give to the Son. Then He turned around and said, Son, pour everything you got. Give to the church. Amen. That's where we're at today. Everything that Jesus Christ is, He's poured into the church. Help us, Lord. Enjoy this fit. That's God's threefold purpose. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
He had one purpose, but in a threefold manner that He wanted to make it manifest. From the fall of the garden, when man fell, God said, I've got one eternal purpose. And I've got a threefold manner that I want to manifest it. And that's all that I am. I want to pour it into Christ. And all that Christ is, I'm going to allow Him poured into the church. Then the next hole of it was that people that I get full preeminence in. I'll take that people back to the garden. And restore the garden of Eden. He's got to have a people that's got Himself in it in the fullness. That people He'll take back to the garden. And restore the garden of Eden.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, I'm glad I'm part of it. I'm glad I've been filled. I'm hungry to be filled. I want every fiber in my body be filled with God. And there won't be no room for nothing else. Say, pour it all, Lord. Fill my cup. Is that your desire? Our desire should be fill me until I thirst no more.
And He's got enough to do it.
He'll do it if that's what you desire. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened.
If that is His word. He's good as His promise. If He promised, He will do it. If He finds somebody can't believe it. I feel good for Him. We get started. Let me get a sip of this water and see what else.
All right.
This body loves this water. My soul loves the water of the Holy Spirit. He'll come down and just water it every time he gets thirsty. Just pour it down in on my soul.
Yeah!
Let my soul express you.
Hallelujah!
All right.
Oh, hallelujah!
Yes. Without this water, I couldn't express nothing in the flesh.
No. Yeah!
It wouldn't be here, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
And without the water of His word coming out of my soul, I couldn't express Him.
Yeah! Hallelujah.
So I'm in the book of Revelation, the first chapter. I want to read a few scriptures here, and probably if the Lord would allow us, if we would continue all week, I'd like to kindly dwell in the book of Revelation.
Hallelujah.
I'll be using another scripture, but I always want to read part of the book of Revelation.
Hallelujah.
That's the hour that we live in, where the book of Revelation has been unfolded.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
All the mysteries has been revealed.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is nothing hidden now. The book has been opened now.
Amen.
The next book's been closed for almost 2,000 years, but He's promised to open it right in this evening.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right when the sun was going down.
Yeah.
Going back west as far as He could go.
Yeah.
He's going to open this book to us one more time.
Yeah.
To get the people ready to take a flight.
Yeah.
Without understanding this revelation, you can't take no flight.
Yeah.
So we need to deal with this book because there's something in here that's going to pep us up and exercise our wings and we can fly out of here.
Yeah.
Like He's talking about that bird. Yeah. If it makes that bird free,
we'll
make this eagle
free. Yeah.
You can't fly.
Yeah.
And you chicken. And you can't get out of the fence.
Oh, yeah.
6 foot tall.
Yeah.
And you eagle, there ain't no limit to your flying.
Yeah.
I love the soar.
Yeah.
Up there where the skies is full of revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Where the devil can't even fly that high. All of his buzzards and his ministers, they can only fly so high. And sometimes they fly higher than they can see when they get there.
Yeah.
It don't do you no good to fly high. You can't see when
needless, when they get up there, they've got sharp eyes, sharp as eyes. Even bird that you've ever looked at. They got eagle eyes. They can see so far. They can see a star coming when you couldn't look at them. They can look at them and
see a cloud moving when you can't see it. One little dot way out there, they can say there's a star coming. Let me tell you, eagles, there's a star fixing to come. We better get to safety. There's a storm fixing to hit us.
Amen.
We want to get in the secret place. We want to get in the mystery.
We want to be hidden. Plenty fresh, man. You know, when God's hide you, He don't starve you. Put you where eating is good.
Yeah.
The whole world is starving. You mean good. He took a lodge and dropped him down where there's plenty of food.
Yeah.
I'm all broke where he had plenty of water.
Yeah.
Sent the fowls, the ravens in to take care of while everybody else was starving.
Yeah.
Elijah was eating God.
Yeah.
He was in God's secret place.
Yeah.
That's right. Let this happen in this hour.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Get this bride where fresh men are sitting down by the brook.
Yeah.
Where there's plenty of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they ain't enough meat, just let the wind blow. Let the wind blow the meat in.
Amen.
French kill.
Amen.
Settle right in their camps.
Yeah.
If you want to starve them on the outside, that's all right. They've been invited.
Yeah.
If they didn't come into the secret place, it's their own fault.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Those who were smart would come into the secret place.
Yeah.
Because of the invitation.
Yeah.
Amen.
We've had an invitation in this hour.
Yeah.
And if you don't come, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
Is that right? If He sets an open door before you and gives you an invitation, you don't receive it. Don't blame nobody else.
Amen.
And the invitation has went out. I can say that.
Yeah.
The cry has went out. Is that right?
Yes.
The measure, the shout, has went out.
Yeah.
And if you ain't never heard it, tune your ears in.
Amen.
You will hear it today.
Yeah.
The shout's going out.
Yeah.
The message is going out.
Yeah.
God is going out.
Yeah.
The prime is elect.
Yeah.
All right. Is that right?
And it goes
telling. The
Jesus.
Word says to move.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He's fulfilling. He's not playing games.
You know,
he's done nothing for naught. Every time he moves,
yes,
there's a purpose behind it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you're right.
If the church world can only see that, they forget about their forms and their fashions.
Yes. Yes.
Why would I want to fool a dead bunch of materials when there's a live ministry?
Yeah.
Why would I want to write a program down on paper?
Yeah.
Don't even know what God said it or not.
Yeah.
Why don't we come to the house of God, believe in God?
Yeah.
You don't need to chop nothing down. The Holy Spirit knows what we need now.
Yeah.
You're just here. When you put it on paper, you're blocked off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let your own intellectual mind get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Get off of it. Let yeah. God have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it gives denominations.
Yeah.
They put their own hands to it.
Yeah.
They touch God's program.
Yeah.
They push in the Holy Ghost out.
Yeah.
They want the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They want some man to lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
Right. So just it to let some man.
Yeah.
If you can't get a man, get a...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right. Yeah.
Get a weaker vessel.
Yeah.
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 Is that right?
Yeah.
We ain't got many men anymore. That's why they let the women take over.
Yeah.
It shows there's something wrong with a man when he lets a woman handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
A woman is a weaker vessel. She gets a man over her.
Yeah.
She ain't even talking about man.
Yeah.
She can't even take care of herself.
Is that right?
All right.
She'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why when Eve got in trouble, right quick, God said, Eve,
yeah,
I'm going to put Adam over you.
Yeah.
He shall rule over you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eve, you can't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You've broken my covenant.
Yeah.
You stepped outside the word.
Yeah.
I'm going to put God over you.
Yeah.
Adam was a god of this earth.
Yes, he was.
Man.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, you're right.
Boy, women ain't liking since that time.
Uh-huh. Right.
They want to jump on, they don't jump on Paul, they'll jump on Adam.
Yeah.
They'll jump on you.
Yeah.
They're mad at the ministry.
Yeah.
If it's a true ministry.
Yeah.
Women don't like to be ruled over.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially in this evil hour.
Yeah.
Especially when this is a woman's world.
Yeah.
This is a women's label.
Yeah.
When they get that, then they want to go top beyond that. If they can get equal with you, then they want to take you over.
Yeah.
All right.
I ain't never seen a woman give her inch, she'll take a mile.
Yes.
Amen.
And she ain't got somebody to call to her, she'll get out of line.
Yeah.
She's the type of the church.
Yeah.
Is that right? The church gets out of line.
Yeah.
The church needs somebody to call to.
Amen.
They got a husband. That's the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
We want to fuss with. We like the women.
Come on.
You know, he's got to spank us and whip us and,
yeah,
and
yeah,
take things away from us, penalize us, and,
yeah,
and almost use law on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shame on us.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Have to make her husband use law on us.
That's right.
We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah.
Why would he ever have used law on me if I love him?
Yeah.
I'd be serving because I love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want the law. It makes me feel like a bad person.
Yeah.
I don't need law. Take it grace, Lord.
Yeah.
Take it lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. A woman today, you gotta have strict law.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Strict ruling.
Amen.
Yeah.
You better be strong in earthly authority. And don't you overpower that.
Yeah.
Is that besides that?
Yeah.
And the church is the same way.
Yeah.
And your pastors are little Mickey Mouses.
Yeah.
They ain't got no say, so if they stood up and called it like it was, they wouldn't have nobody left. All they got is a bunch of women in it.
Is
it right? Church has got many men in it. It's a little bunch of Mickey Mouse pastors.
Yeah.
And the women is running the show.
It's
got to be the truth.
Yeah.
If that's not the truth, I don't even know this Bible. Unless she's calling me to something to eat.
Yeah.
I'm having shut down a
That's what's wrong with the church world. That's what's wrong with the entire world. That's what's wrong with our country. Women is controlling it. Is that right? They took it over. They had the influence of women. They want the votes. Women should have never given a right to vote. Women should have never had a right to vote. You can't handle it.
Come on.
Woman should never be allowed to be on the police force. She wouldn't be a party. It shows that man has fallen. It shows our country has fallen. The government allows him. The government forces it. It shows a rotten government.
That
we are falling.
Yeah.
We have stepped out away from the word of God.
Yeah.
Our nation is not a God-fearing nation. It is more. They're a God-hating nation.
Yeah.
And the whole world is laughing and making fun of them now.
That's true.
Cause they won't back up nothing. Is that right? Shows a woman behind it. Talk big. You ever hear somebody talk? You eat a woman talk. You talk about talk big. A woman can sure blow off. Is that right? You know, the man's talking less all the time than the woman's talking more. That's the spirit of an age. That's why it's so corrupt. I've got a lot of women too, but I hope you jewels. Not jewels. We don't want to hear your voice as much either. We'll be real honest about this thing now. Because time is winding up. It's getting short. If you can't respect your husband, I don't want to hear you talk much even in church. I don't even want to hear your testimony.
You're
not obedience at home and respecting your husband. Your headship. I don't want to even hear your testimony.
True.
Remember, I'm a pastor. I'm not evangelist. I can't run from it. I gotta go back home and face you. But I'm gonna say it because it's a truth. It's time for the real men to come out and call it like it is. Because without coming obedience, we ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
It's either obedience or we've been lost.
Is that
the Bible?
That's right.
We come fully obedience to every word that entitles us to the token. Outside of that, you ain't got no token. If you're not obedience in your house and in your law to your church, you don't have no token. I don't care how loud your testimony is today. If you're not obedience, you just a lot hotter. Is that right?
That's right.
Your testimony won't go no higher in this room. Your testimony ain't gonna stir nobody unless it's real.
Unless
it's coming from an obedient heart.
Doesn't
come from a respect that you respect your husband.
The
ones that have ruler over you. You've taught to respect and give honor where honor's due. We don't give no honor to the pulpit no more. We don't give no honor to headship no more. We don't want headship no more. We want some little soft Mickey Mouse. Let us do as we please. A pastor needs to be a pastor with a backbone. Call it like it is. If you don't, you won't have nothing but a lukewarm church. If I want you to have, I'm going to say it like this. You won't have nothing but a bunch of rotten eggs. Ain't been with the mate.
Come on.
Anything any more rotten or stinks any worse than a bunch of eggs that's rotten that hasn't been with a mate. And you haven't been with your mate, you ain't nothing but a rotten egg.
That's right.
And your mate is your lover, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
If you ain't with him, you ain't nothing but a stinking rotten egg. Don't bust it around here. Take it off of God somewhere.
That's right. Amen.
Where they're covered up quick.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
I don't know what made me say all that, but I said all that before I read the scripture. I don't know what I'm going to say afterwards, but see, friends, let's get it started out right.
Amen.
Say, what are you, Brother Childers? I'm a Bible believer. Everything I've told you is scripture.
Amen.
You don't jump on that. That's Bible. I'll whip you to death with this thing. I'll take the thing and whip you over the head with you. Jump up. Because I believe this is right.
There's
no time to play. It's time for somebody to call for it. Got enough of him to stand with it. I'm a good fighter.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm a good fighter. I'm talking about a warfare of God. I'm in a battle. trained to fight.
Yeah.
I've been trained to use a sword.
Zach.
I'm not drawing around trying to bless somebody. I'm ready to chop your head off with it.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 If you raise up, you're my enemy.
Zach.
We gotta know our enemy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They went in Canaan's land. They had to clean the land.
Zach. That's right.
They had to know their enemy. They had giants.
Yeah.
They took the chariots. They raised up and said, get over this land.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
We come to take it over.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, we're fixing to take things over.
Amen.
Is that right? The bride's fixing to take things over.
Yeah.
Amen. They don't like it, but she's fixing to take it over.
Right.
The Lord told her, every place you put your foot,
step,
you can claim it. It's yours.
Yeah.
Get in Canaan's land and take it over.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. The land of this message.
Yeah.
If I get in the land and get baptized, I'm going to take everything that's mine.
Come on.
What God has set and ordained and predestinated for you to have, you step out on it. I don't care who likes it or who don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't care whether pale or yellow or white or black.
Yeah.
I mean, let's
take it out there and stand on it.
Yeah.
And say it's yours.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Now, we're going to read Revelation, the first chapter, and beginning at verse 1.
Amen.
I'm going to read down here a few verses. I just want to show you how probably we'll be dealing all week along this thought. I'll give you my kind of thought, and then we'll probably carry it all week. Let me read it to you, then we'll talk about it. Right here.
Amen.
Beginning at the first verse.
Yes.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
Yeah.
I want you to notice this next verse.
Yes.
Who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, here's my last part, and of all things that he saw.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what I want to teach and talk about.
All things that he saw.
Yeah.
All right.
And boy, we could talk a long time on what John saw and recorded in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
This is the only book that Jesus Christ really wrote.
Amen. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
This was Jesus personally to John.
Yeah.
Is that right? This is not the revelation of John.
Yeah.
This is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He and churches.
Woo.
Amen.
Christ told John everything that you saw.
Yeah.
Write it and put it in a book.
Yeah.
Amen.
And send it to the churches.
Come on.
Churches.
Yeah.
It's going to be my voice, John, in every church.
Yeah.
They ain't going to hear and see nothing but me.
Yeah.
They ain't going to see no three gods, no two gods.
They're
going to see one God.
Yeah.
That's right.
All
right.
Woo.
The first thing he began to reveal to John was a further revelation of himself.
Yeah.
Amen.
John had already met him. John already understood who he was.
Yeah.
But this was a further revelation of himself to the church. And John was the first one to get it.
Then
said, writer, John.
Yeah.
Put her in the book.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we want to talk about all the things that he saw.
All right. All right.
That should be enough to turn this church, this bride, turn this group upside down, and put a cry in your heart. Give me more, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Our praise should get greater and greater and greater.
Yeah.
This has been a book of prophecy.
Yeah.
But it's no longer a book of prophecy.
Come on.
It's now being made history.
Yeah.
For 2,000 years, this has been prophecy being fulfilled little by little. But we are at the end time.
Right.
It's no longer called the book of prophecy.
Come on.
It's being fulfilled.
Yeah.
That means we're at the end time. We're fixing to bid this world goodbye.
Yeah.
We're fixing to get out of this mess.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's why my heart's been made rejoice. I'm fixing to leave here.
Yeah.
So let me talk loud and clear.
Right.
Let me tell the world what I think of it.
Amen.
Let me tell the world what's going to happen to them.
Right. Amen.
Let me tell them there's a burning waiting for them just around the corner.
Amen.
Let me tell them they ain't nothing but atomic fodder for the burning.
Yeah.
That's what the Revelation says.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing but fodder for the burning.
Amen.
God told that church it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
yeah.
False dying.
Yeah.
False professions.
Yeah.
Talking loud. It ain't got nothing.
Amen.
Bunch of dead piece of goods.
Amen.
Come on. It ain't nothing but dry fodder for the burning.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
God's going to burn it. That's all he's there for.
Amen.
Sitting in the pews.
Yeah.
Dried up shop.
Come on.
They ain't got no life. They
no
left.
Life.
The life has moved on. They can't follow it.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to keep up with life.
Yeah.
Anybody knows in the stalk of corn.
Yeah.
When that blade comes up, life don't stay in that all the time.
Right.
God is manifesting that, but it moves right on up to
yeah.
After a while, it comes to the tassel.
Yeah.
After a while, from the tassel to the shock.
Yeah.
And from the shock to the grain.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's why this message has come back.
Yeah.
Life has come back to the stalk.
Yeah.
The blade, the tassel, and the shock.
Yeah.
But now it's grain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ready for the gooder.
That's
what John was singing. He was singing this. Corn, this grain, this seed going in.
Ooh.
John wrote about it going in, the church going in.
Right.
Yeah. Through the dark ages.
Yeah.
How the original seed on the day of Pentecost began to be taken in.
Yeah.
The Antichrist got a hold of it.
Yeah.
This Satan spirit, all this demon power.
Yeah.
Began to get in there.
Amen.
To denominate.
Yeah.
Killing the vine, killing the branches, taking this thing in.
Yeah.
And Joel said all that the tanger worm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the pommel worm has eaten away, God shall destroy.
Yeah.
That's what John was seeing in this end time.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
This seed that went in
would
have to come back out again.
Yeah.
And become the three stages.
Yeah.
And the next would be the grain.
Yeah.
Then from the grain to the garner.
Yeah.
That's what John sees.
Yeah.
And you know what makes my heart rejoice? I'm the grain.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I have a revelation. The door is waiting.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not the dead shuck.
Oh, no.
That's Pentecost you see out here.
Yeah.
And the blades and the Baptists and the Methodists and the Presbyterians.
Come on.
They part of that. Wesley was a tassel.
Come on.
Pentecost with a shock.
Uh-huh.
We're not any of that. We're
We
can call out. We've been separated.
Yeah.
We come out of roll.
Yeah.
We're out of Protestant.
Yeah.
We're in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We're not in any system. We're in Christ.
Yeah.
That's why I can rejoice and say I'm home coming now.
Yeah.
Coming home at supper time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Supper.
Hey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Supper time now. John saw all of this.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
John saw all of
it. Amen.
Yes, he did.
He saw the seed going in. He told us that went in.
Yeah.
Is that right? Started going in even the first age. They left their first love.
Yeah.
John wrote about that.
Yes, he did.
See how this Nicolaitan spirit got in there, you know?
Yeah.
And they hated that. Jesus said, I also hate it.
Yeah.
Is that right? Sometimes they jump on us for hating things.
Yeah.
But we have a right to hate things in the church.
Yes,
there's Nicolaitan spirits in the church.
Yeah.
Is that right? There's false teaching in the church.
Yeah.
There's false vines in the church.
Amen.
They're misleading in the church.
Yeah.
There's big shots in the church.
Yeah.
Bishops so-and-so.
Yeah.
Archbishops.
Yeah.
And beyond bishops. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't have no time for that kind of bishop.
Yeah.
The bishop is your office and your soul.
Yeah.
Listen, anywhere about some bishop, ain't no bishop over me.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm a bishop within myself.
Yeah.
It's my office, it's my bishop.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost is over it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that right? When you get bishops out here, they misuse that word bishop. That word should have never been like that. The bishop means your office.
Yeah.
The elder means a person.
Come on.
It can be the same fellow in my office. I'm a bishop.
Yeah.
My age and all makes me an elder.
Yeah.
I'm an elder and a bishop.
Amen.
I ain't over nobody.
Yeah.
I just got a message to tell the world.
Yeah.
What is that right?
Yeah.
I ain't over no other bishop.
Yeah.
No, he's a bishop of himself.
Yeah.
The denominations of that word bishop and made hierarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
bishop more than a reverend.
Yeah.
You realize that?
Yeah.
It's his God anymore. It's a bishop. You know, years ago when I first started, I didn't know, I didn't hear the word bishop.
Yeah.
I heard the word reverend.
Yeah.
You know, they call him reverend.
Yeah.
But now about all I hear is bishop.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
It makes them stick their head up, and they'll tell the church they have to call them bishop.
Yeah.
You know, I try to respect and all, and I call them bishop, it's really not in me.
Yeah.
No, I know they misuse the word. They misinterpret it.
Yeah.
They don't have no revelation on the bishop.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. See, I have a revelation. I know what the bishop means.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I'm a bishop, and I'm telling you, it's my office.
Amen. Yeah.
See, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Put my office over another office. The Holy Ghost is over us all.
Yeah.
Is that right? We don't have a one headship.
Yeah.
That's the Holy Ghost himself.
Oh, no.
He's the only leader. You don't cater to nobody else.
Amen.
If you cater to somebody else, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You cater to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That don't mean he don't use man, but he uses man as he surrenders himself to the leadership.
Right.
And if he tries to lead you away from the word, he's not a true leadership.
Yeah.
There ain't no Holy Spirit there, it's a man.
Yeah.
There ain't no God-sent man will lead you away from the word.
Yeah.
What he does, he's a false leadership.
Yeah. Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right, the way we know false leadership is see what they do with this. If they try to govern me anyway outside of this, they are false leadership. I don't care who they are. I don't care how high up they are. I don't care how long they've been preaching. They are anti. They are the devil called and the devil sent. Is that right? We got to get it right. We got to get it straight. And John was against that nickel.
Conception, but they're false teaching.
Yeah.
They're trying to conquer the land of the church. And they have done it.
That's right. Yes, they have.
Is that right?
Amen.
I rule them now with a Nicolaitan spirit.
Amen.
A dominating female spirit.
Amen.
I despise any dominating female spirit.
Amen.
And that's about what half of these ministers has got. It's a dominating female spirit.
Yeah.
And they're trying to rule over you with that.
Yeah.
And some woman has got them on.
Yeah.
The pastor's almost got to look around and see what the sister says. Make sure he's in agreement with that.
Come on.
He can't make no ruling without consulting with them. Shame on the pastor after consult with the land of the sister. Shame on you.
Amen.
It shows you lack in a revelation.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Now I'm talking truth, friends.
Amen.
I know it's hard. The church world ain't used to it.
That's
but this
right.
is Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
One leadership. God sent us one leadership. And St. John 14 and 16 tells us, when he, the Spirit of truth,
is
come, he will lead and guide you into
A-double-L-O.
Not bishop so-and-so. Not priest so-and-so. Not pope so-and-so. Pope John 2, Pope John 3. No, the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
You gotta watch that confession your sins to a man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And use it.
Yeah.
Confess your wrongs and your faults and your sins to God.
Amen.
And unless you know you're dealing with God in flesh, you better watch that tongue.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Know you're right.
All right.
Don't tell a fleshly man nothing unless you know he's godly.
Amen.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because he'll try to use it on you.
That's right.
He'll try to key you with it.
That's right.
And he won't never be handled right.
That's right.
But if he's a God-called man and a God-called man, then he can handle it.
That's right.
Yes, sir. He's made in a way that he won't take sides.
That's right.
He won't misuse it.
Right.
Because he's governor himself.
Yeah.
The Spirit. God help us, every one of us be governed by the Holy Spirit to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
Every pastor must be trustworthy.
Amen.
Is that right? Every pastor must hearken unto the voice of God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
John, you can see in his writing, he hearkened the first thing to the voice of God.
Amen.
He knew the voice of God.
Yeah. That's right.
He knew who it was.
Yeah.
He described him.
Yeah.
If we want to, let's turn back
for just a minute before I go any further. Yeah. Let me turn back to 1 John.
Yeah.
1 John, but just a minute, I want to show you before he ever wrote the book of Revelation, they did 1 John. Let's see what he said here in 1 John. Let's see whether John knew a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's see whether he was just guessing.
All right.
Then I told you the book of Revelation on the further part.
Yeah.
Of himself.
You know, all through the book of Revelation, you only find him revealing one fella.
Yes.
I don't see
right.
how in the air like this we can be mixed up on the Godhead.
Amen.
Right. And we have been in the past, and I can see. But you know what? This Godhead's coming more clear and clear all the time.
Yes.
We've got such a revelation of the one God in this day.
That's right.
The devil don't know what to do with
it. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
He can't stand the revelation
That's
of the
right.
one God.
Uh-uh.
It exposes him.
Amen.
If you really know who Jesus Christ really is, you have to know who Satan is.
That's right.
All right.
And he's called the God too. Is that right?
Yes,
he's called the God of this world or the God of this evil.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of people don't know the difference in the devil and God.
Right.
Amen.
Millions and millions that worship the devil in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Claim and exalt him to his highest.
True and living God.
Amen.
If I catch you exalting anybody else, I'm going to chop you down.
Yeah.
Because you are a false leader.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. First John.
That's right.
And beginning in verse 1. I just don't throw this in. But remember, we're still in Revelation. But listen to what he says here. That which was from the beginning.
Yeah.
First John, the first chapter and first verse.
Yeah.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard.
Yeah.
Is that what it said? They heard, listen now, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands has handled the word of life.
Our hands has handled the word of life.
Yeah.
Who was that word of life? St. John 1 and verse 13.
Come on.
Said the word was
Yeah.
Who do you say I am?
Yeah.
That's what you say about it as an individual.
Yeah.
It was You are Christ.
Yes.
You are Christ, the God with skin on him.
Amen.
That's who you are.
Amen.
Jesus said, I love that so much, Peter. I'm going to build my church on that revelation.
Amen.
Up on this rock.
Yeah.
I'll build my church
on
the gates of hell.
Yeah.
Why do we put so much stress on the revelation of who God is? It's the most important revelation to a human being that they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the one that Satan wants to keep away from.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
He wants to try to hide this from you.
Oh, yes.
But Jesus is trying to make it known.
Amen.
He knows when you get this revelation, you'll whoop every devil they are.
Amen.
Every devil, every denomination, every bishop. You'll whack him with the sword and walk out. You'll chop his head off spiritually and leave him laying and let the birds get him.
That's right.
Amen. Is that right? So just think, I'm talking about spiritually. Spiritually, they might see him walking around, but you done killed him. You laid that revelation on him, chopped his head off. You chopped that false doctrine. You hit that thing with that sword and chopped his head off. But he's still walking around. Is that right? Sometimes you think when you don't move the carcass off, they're still here, but they're dead while they're leaving. Nation of pride is called out of the church. Here, I'm just trying to show you, listen what he says here. We've handled the word of life, for the life was manifested.
Yes.
You know what that means? This life was manifested in skin.
Yes.
This life, God was made known with skin on. You don't have no manifestation until you put the skin on.
That's right. Yeah.
See, he said this word had been made manifested. In other words, we caught it with skin.
Right. We
caught God down here walking around with skin.
Yeah. Right.
He was hiding himself with someone. We broke through.
Yeah.
We learned that that's God.
Yeah.
Not the second person, not the third person,
but the person.
Yeah.
The word made flesh.
Amen.
To learn.
Yeah. Amen. That's
but
right.
He isn't letting say, Pappy, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
Amen.
Is that right? When the revelation comes, we cry, Abba, Father.
Yeah.
How can you do it unless you know him?
Yeah.
He tells us to call him Father.
Amen.
He tells him to call him Daddy.
Yeah.
The baby, when he's born, it's not long till he wants to call him Daddy, Daddy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That's when we started out.
Yeah.
Just little babies, like.
Yeah.
But we got when we can call him Abba.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
Woo.
John, you were such a fella.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You were such a servant.
Yes.
Yeah.
To gather all of this.
True. Yeah.
And let the Holy Spirit so use him that this was called the only book out of all the books of the Bible.
Yes.
That Jesus personally come and dealt with.
Yes.
And you see, John was just taken in the vision.
That's right.
It was Jesus Christ himself unveiled.
Yes.
And John was so captured, so taken over. You see, the prophets wrote little sketches here.
Yes.
And little sketches
true.
There.
Yeah.
As I said this morning,
yes.
1600 years from Moses, riding the Moses,
yeah.
to closing out of John
yes.
on the Isle of Patmos.
Yes.
That's 1600 years
yes.
by 40 different authors.
Yeah.
And not a one of them contradict the other one.
Amen.
Not a one of them seen the other one.
Yeah,
they come afterward.
Right,
yeah, they were so perfect.
Yeah,
so you God controlled it all.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. That's right.
You take anything you want
to.
Come on. You can get 10 doctors and they'll have 10 different
say
ideas.
Yeah.
You get the sinus and go back 200 years
yeah.
and you can find so much corruption.
Yeah.
Not a one of them contradict the other one. Till the time of writing of John,
yeah.
and John wrote this while he was on the Isle
yeah.
of Patmos.
Yeah.
About 95 and 96 A.D.,
yeah.
he wrote this book of Revelation.
Yeah.
It took him 2 years,
yeah.
and it's been 1,600 years till the last book was
right.
that 1,600 years.
Right.
Not one.
Not one.
Amen.
Not one.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And watch over his word.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And make each prophet not even contradict him.
Amen.
Each prophet added a little more to his
yeah.
Each prophet was pushing Jesus
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And get closer and closer and closer to like what John.
Yeah.
Come on the scene and he was the introducer.
Amen.
Yeah. He was one to stand between the law and the
Hallelujah.
Grace.
Yeah.
And with no greater than ever been born to
all
yeah. than John the Baptist.
Amen.
Because he come as a prophet
yes.
to introduce the Messiah.
Amen. Yeah.
He introduced the word itself.
Yeah.
John come out of that. All the prophets come out of that.
Yeah.
Jesus, they were all in him.
Yeah.
Is it right? That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
That's why they had to speak about it. Everyone spoke about him.
Right. Yeah.
He's coming.
Yeah.
When he comes, he'll do this.
Yeah.
He'll do that.
Uh-huh.
And when he comes, he done exactly what the prophets had said.
Right.
He went back and he said, go back and check the law.
Yeah.
Don't go back and read the Psalms.
Yeah.
And all of this and check and see what yeah. I've done exactly what the
That's
hell.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Read it for yourself.
Yeah.
And see what I'm that fella
yeah.
now. Exactly what every prophet said he would do.
Yeah.
All
Amen.
That the Psalm said about him. All
yeah.
the law said about him.
Yeah.
It was all fulfilled
yeah.
in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was God's masterpiece
yeah.
of all of them.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
right. That's the truth.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. So perfect.
Thank you, Jesus.
And such a world so makes
Woo. That's right.
Don't know it. It shows they've been a blind leader.
Amen.
Listen to him. You need to be thankful. You know what you need.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Don't try to warp your mind.
Get
this revelation.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen to what he says, and I'm going to go back to the book of Revelation in just a minute. We'll get on
with it.
And then we'll pick this thing right back up. Remember, all week.
All right.
Oh, we're going to be talking about what
Amen.
He saw.
That's all right.
Is that enough to talk about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could we at least talk about 5 nights of that?
Oh,
no,
God.
Yes, we'll can. Never, we'll never even touch it.
No.
Right. I'm talking about, I'll never run out. Don't worry about me running out.
Oh, no.
Oh, he saw too much.
Oh, yes,
I just have heard for weeks and never tell you all that he saw.
Yeah.
Right now, to look at this revelation.
Right.
If I go back and just give a little bit of detail, I give you weeks.
Oh,
no,
that's right.
All that he saw.
Yes.
So much it took him 2 years to write it.
Yeah.
And you
think I'm going to preach it in 5 nights?
Uh-huh.
Took me 2 years to write it.
Uh-huh.
In the Spirit, on the Lord's Day, for 2 years, vision after vision.
Yeah.
And you want me to spell it all out in 5 nights?
Yeah.
Come on. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But I'm turned on about it.
Yeah.
From the revelation.
Yes.
I want some of that new wine.
Amen.
I want him to pass the bottle.
Yeah.
And amen. I want to drink.
Well, yeah.
I made the apostles all.
Yeah. Yes, it
did. Because I have to get so stimulated.
Yeah.
And because we are proud of you so drunk on
it. Yeah.
And so stimulated, passionate.
Yeah.
I want to be a little shot.
Yeah.
I love stimulation too. To be excited to.
Yeah.
So don't keep the Bible to yourself, passionate.
Yeah.
Let us all get drunk.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not wrong to get drunk on this new wine.
Yeah.
We need to get drunk, forget about all the past.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm stirred up about this. I want another drink of it.
Maybe I won't worry about going home.
Say it.
Maybe I won't worry if I be stimulated. No more that junk won't bother me.
Go
to sleep in the bed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. God stimulates you, sir.
Amen.
Give me a minute. Give me a if you have to put me out on Revelation, go ahead and put me out.
Yeah.
Let me get so stimulated, I'll step over top of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
You know, this revelation will make us step over top of everything. You be so stimulated, you don't worry about a little wine and somebody talking about blacking your name.
Then
say, go ahead and have.
You say, go ahead and blow it. Because your day's coming.
Yeah.
Your number's already been called.
Yeah.
Your number's come up. God.
Go to heaven and howl. That's all you're going to get. Because the fire's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Fire's going to be hot for your tongue.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you can't tame it here, he'll burn it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
When the prophet was talking about raising Elijah and Moses back up, he said, is that hard? He said he raised Lazarus from the dead, didn't he?
No.
He said Lazarus had to die again, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said he'll raise up Elijah and Moses and they can die again.
Yeah. Right.
He said, don't all the Satan's subjects has to raise with their own flesh?
Come on.
Come
on.
They
got to
die again.
Yeah.
Said, every one of the Satan's son of Brother Brown said, they're going to raise and have to die again. Lazarus rose and died again, but you promised to raise and die again. So what?
Yeah, come on.
It ain't hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
My God can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 That's right. We think talk about somebody being raised and have to die again. We think that's an awful thing. Well, that's nothing to God.
No. Uh-huh.
That ain't nothing but the morning he just blink his eye.
Yeah.
That don't strain God to raise somebody.
Come on.
Come on.
He raised Lazarus and said, go ahead for a while, but you'll die again.
Yeah.
He's going to bring the two prophets.
Yeah.
The Bible said they're going to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to lay in the street 3 days.
Yeah.
They're going to die again, but that's my fault.
That's God.
Amen.
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 That won't be the license he raised them to die again. Brother Brown said, all of Satan's
will
be raised to die again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
All of Satan's comes up there and skin again. How could he ever be loosened for 1,000 years if he didn't have flesh and blood?
Yeah.
He can't deal with a glorified body.
Right.
Yeah. He can't even trick a glorified body. He can only deal with flesh.
Right.
And blood. And when all of his subjects raised up in flesh and blood, he knows how to introduce himself again.
Yeah.
He said, I'm your God.
Yeah.
I'm the one that you served before you left, sir.
Yeah.
And you might as well get with it down now. We're going to go up and pass the temple of the saints.
Yeah.
I've got one more good kickoff.
Yeah.
Come on.
I need you to help me.
Yeah.
Let's go up here and start some dirty work again.
Yeah.
He didn't tell him the lake was the next name for
him. Yeah.
me to get ready to die again.
Yeah,
he said, we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Amen.
He likes trouble.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
He likes to get in trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now I want you back in the room. And we're going to close. Are you enjoying it?
Amen.
Yeah. All things in sorrow.
Yeah.
I just tell you a little of it.
Yeah.
But we're going to be dealing on so much of it that you will see Satan how he's done now. When I really show you what God has done, yeah. I've got to show you what Satan has done.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you Satan's ride for 2,000 years down through the book of this Revelation. This book of Revelation uncovers Satan from the time that he started in the first church age until he ended in the last.
Amen. Yeah.
And until he gets even right over there, he's even told what he's going to do to Israel.
Yeah.
How he's going to get Rome to make a covenant with Israel.
Yeah.
How he's going to deceive Israel. And how, like I said this morning, how the two Elijah and Moses are going to come and call the 144,000 out of that Judah tradition. Out of that Jew's tree. All that sacrifice and goats and bulls and all of that. Bring them to the true
right. Right.
Amen.
Bring them to their true sacrifice.
Yeah.
The true atonement.
Yeah.
The sixth trumpet is going to wake them up of their true atonement.
Yeah.
They've never been able all of this good time. That's why they was killed all the way down through.
Yeah.
They didn't recognize the atonement.
Yeah.
But this 144,000 little bit of is going to wake up and recognize that he was that atonement.
Yeah.
That he has the prince in his hand to prove it.
Right.
He can show them his side.
Yeah.
He can show the nail scars.
Yeah.
That not even though he's glorified, he's still got the prince of the
world
in his hand.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when he pulls that out there and say 144,000, look what you done to me.
Yeah.
I was that lamb back there that your forefathers rejected.
Yeah.
But can you, this little root, receive it?
Yeah.
He'll say, yes, you are our atonement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We accept you.
Yeah.
We won't turn you down.
Yeah.
We won't get you into trouble. We will surrender all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great. What should we do to the bride? If Israel is going to surrender in one day, what should we should do in 20-some years I've been in this thing?
Yeah.
I should be so yielded to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm so ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
How I failed so much.
Yeah.
How I grieved him so much.
Yeah.
How made him yearn and have to whip me and chastise
me
so much.
Amen.
I think, Lord, when I'm going to grow up, when I'm going to learn better life, but I look and see where there's a change. Then I know after a while, I'll get rid of all of my problems because I'll get rid of this pest house.
This
house has been my greatest enemy.
Yeah.
It's my downfall. It's my pull down.
Yeah.
It don't pull me upward. It pulls me down.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shed it off.
Yeah.
Get ready to put on the new clothes.
Take
this old coat off and hang it up for a millboard.
Yes.
Step out of that new body.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my
good.
God. Won't be long.
God. Read just 2-3 verses here, then we're going to close it. Who has bared record of the word of God?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Listen now. And of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He could tell them who he was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he bore witness of the testimony. He said, that's him.
Yeah.
That's him. It ain't no other. It ain't no second person. You couldn't have told John there was 2-3 persons in God.
No, John
looked at him so much. John knew who he was.
Yes.
He wasn't confused. He wouldn't think he was handling the second person.
Right. Uh-huh.
He didn't call him just the Son of God. He called him God.
Yeah.
He called him the Word made flesh.
Yeah.
John wrote St. John.
Yeah.
1:1 in verse 14.
That's right.
Don't tell me John was confused.
Yeah.
He didn't say you're the second person from God.
No.
He said that you are God made flesh.
Amen.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
Is God in the Son?
Yeah.
He said, that's what you are.
Yeah.
God just made a tabernacle and made him a body.
Yeah.
He come and moved in it. He said, I'm not deceived.
Yeah.
He said, you are that Word, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, I know the Word is God.
Yeah.
I know it was in the beginning with God.
Yeah.
And I know the Word was God.
Yeah.
And now here it is, flesh.
Yeah.
Turn it down.
Yeah.
You are no less than God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
That's what John said about
That's
you.
What John said.
You can't let the church say that about him.
Oh, my.
They want to say he's the second person of the Trinity.
Yeah.
See, they ain't no such a doctrine. They ain't no such a doctrine in this Bible. That come from denominations.
Yes. Amen.
I don't care where it come from. Come from Rome.
Tell
it. And the Protestant just took it over and inherited it.
That's
and
right.
Carried it on. That's where it come from.
Right. Amen.
Rome is the one that started it.
Yeah. Yes.
Rome was one of the, even called it the eternal son.
Come on.
How could he be eternal son when he come through the virgin?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was born of a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. He wasn't eternal. Yeah. The father was eternal.
Yeah.
Revelation.
That's all right.
This revelation condemns 95% of the church world's teaching.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. This revelation puts them down.
That's right.
Yes. They're false teaching.
Yeah.
That Trinitarianism.
Yeah.
They love that Trinitarian.
Oh, yeah.
Rome loved it because you sold the truth out.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
You moved out on it. Rome started out one God.
Amen.
Rome started out born baptism.
Right.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Rome did it.
Yes, he did.
Rome baptized
yes,
one
he
time
did.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Rome one time preached one God.
Tell that. Right. Amen.
But when they organized and made the Pope and set a man over and crowned it,
come on.
He come out with a Trinitarian doctrine.
Amen. That's where it started.
He moved the Holy Spirit out and put man over it.
Yeah.
Say it. Now I see a Rome. Yeah. They pushed the Holy Ghost out.
All right.
They put a man with a creed.
Come on, tell it.
Over the people.
Amen. Yeah. That's where it started.
Conquered
That's
the
right.
Latin.
Amen.
Nicolaus Spirit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Moved into the first pope.
Amen. That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
The lying prophet.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
That's what the first pope was.
Yeah.
He was a lying prophet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Wasn't he?
He will be the lying beast in the end.
Yeah.
Amen.
John wrote it all.
Yeah. Amen.
John called him a lying prophet.
Yeah.
And John called him a lying beast in the end.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen. Right?
That same fellow's going to become a beast.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Satan incarnated in a beast.
Yeah.
In a Superman.
Yeah. Right.
Pope himself.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. God sends a prophet.
Amen. That's right.
And
Amen.
Said it's a pope.
Amen.
Amen.
John just put it in symbol for
us.
But you can't add to it and you can't take away from it. You just got to get the hidden line right in between the lines.
Amen.
You don't like to read in between the lines. But I'm going to tell you there are something in between the lines.
Amen. That's right.
But only the Holy Ghost can pull it out.
Amen.
And that's why the church can't get it.
That's right.
All they can read is a line. They can't read in between the lines.
Yeah.
Get the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It reads in between the lines.
Come on.
Amen. It brings a revelation out.
Right.
And don't add nothing to it.
That's right.
Happened to me, there's a revival.
Yeah.
In my soul.
Yeah.
I am a burning revival.
Yeah.
If you can't read it, I just gotta tell you.
Uh-huh.
I am a revival
within
myself.
Yeah. All right.
Amen. You can be the same.
Amen. That's right.
We can be a revival in yourself.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have nobody to join you outside of hell.
That's right. That's all you need.
If you don't come in, you'll start a revival.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's all it takes.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
In all things that he saw.
Yeah.
Let's read another scripture.
Oh, wow.
Blessed is he. Now listen.
Yeah.
That readeth.
Mm-hmm.
He that heareth these words of this prophecy.
Prophecy.
Right.
remember prophecy at that time.
Amen. Was prophecy.
Was prophecy. Yeah. For a thousand years. But I'm going to tell you, it's not prophecy now.
Yeah. Amen.
No, sir, it's been a revelation. It's been revealed.
Yeah.
And if the time goes on, it'll make history.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Prophecy, and to keep these things
yes.
which are written therein,
yeah.
for the time is at hand.
Yeah.
He said that there.
Yeah.
How close is it now?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, like a thousand years, just one day.
Amen.
Right.
And when Jesus wrote it, it was just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Is at hand.
Amen.
And here we are, it's lived through a few minutes.
Yeah.
And time's up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Time is at hand and now it's up.
Amen.
Right.
Just a few minutes to God.
Yeah. God, that's right.
Just yeah.
a few
minutes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now it's up.
Yeah.
Now we got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm moving out in the
yeah.
air. I'm leaving here.
Yeah.
I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Yeah.
In the condition it is.
Yeah.
The next time I come back,
yeah.
it'll be ashes.
Watch out.
Amen.
It'll be ashes.
Amen.
On the soles of our feet. And we shall move into the millennial for 1,000 years.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to be a spell then, honey.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to strut
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
I ain't never had a good one.
Yeah.
I long to have one with a lover that
yeah.
knows how to love me.
Yeah. yeah.
Know how to show me a good time.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. I guarantee you, you'll never have a lonely minute.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, it'll be a honeymoon that you'll never
yeah.
forget.
Yeah.
You might have thought you had some honey,
yeah.
but you ain't had nothing
yeah.
like
this. That's
yeah.
right.
It'll turn you on that you will talk about it through eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that around the seventh day out.
Uh-huh.
Our honeymoon is the seventh day.
Yeah.
All right. All
is that right? God's creation
yeah.
time. The honeymoon is the last day.
Yeah.
All right. The sixth day we're in now.
Yeah.
God's making man
yeah.
6,000 years.
Yeah.
And the last 1,000 years in that honeymoon.
yeah.
We're fixed to move into it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll have us a spell.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we'll have servants
yeah.
waiting on
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Lord, help us. If I want something, I won't have to run across the room.
Yeah.
I'll holler at my servant.
Amen.
I tell you, bring me a cold glass of that river of water running.
Yeah.
Would you dip me out a little bit of that?
Yeah.
And bring me over here. I just want to see how
Thank
I can
you
enjoy
it. Yeah.
Not as I was a thirsty
no.
natural,
no.
but he has it for pleasure.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not going to eat because I've got to eat to live.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat for enjoyment.
Yeah.
Amen. This is what we need for enjoyment.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, pull me out with them red apples.
Yeah.
Let me bite into that thing, see how juicy it is. I won't be afraid of a worm.
Yeah!
Come on. There won't be no worms in the apples there.
Amen.
And bring me one of them big watermelons out. Let's,
yeah.
let's have a feast.
Yeah!
Let's invite all the firstborn church over.
Yeah.
They're over here in the little places. Let's just sound an alarm and maybe have some of the other groups we know of, the hearts and some of the other groups, come over here and let's eat some watermelon.
All right.
Let's talk
come on.
About this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how we got here.
Amen. Yeah. All
right. Let's all right. tell the story.
Yeah.
And could we sing Amazing Grace?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'd like to get the bride together.
Oh, yeah.
And sing Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
How sweet the sound.
Amen.
Save the wretch like me.
Yeah.
Oh, once I was lost,
yeah.
but now found. Was blind, but now, thank God.
I see. Amen.
I've got clothes.
Thank you,
Woo.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Help us to rejoice
yeah.
Amen.
In all that he saw.
Amen.
Had it made known to us.
Yeah.
How could we have a dull moment in our soul?
Oh,
how could I?
Can't.
Sometimes I have dull moments in the house, but
yeah.
don't last long when I get to think about the goodness of
God. Amen.
Amen.
It
makes all the difference.
It makes the tears drop.
Yeah.
It makes me quit mumbling.
Amen.
Sometimes my house wants to mumble.
Yeah.
You know, the things that strikes it.
Right.
It's not satisfied. It's going through some strains.
Yeah.
Amen.
But later on, he'll be released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's come the day that he'll be changed.
That's right.
So thank God that he sealed us.
Amen.
Yes, unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
So the day that I see the dead get up, and
yeah.
I might be right out there with him.
Yeah.
I'm from my house and my body.
God.
but I'll also be with them there too.
Amen. Yeah.
See, there's one thing about his soul don't die.
Yeah. Amen.
Soul lives
most of the presence.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad there is a presence.
Amen.
That we can go to greater than this presence.
That's
right.
We have a presence here and we enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But oh my, that presence there.
Amen.
Just in under that life dimension, the seventh dimension. He's in the seventh dimension. Our soul will move to the sixth dimension.
Jesus.
His presence will be so there so mightily
that
we'll never have a dull moment.
Amen.
Knowledge of the Lord will be so great there. You won't need to ask anybody anything.
That's right.
You don't need to run over and ask your neighbor.
That's right.
Where is that scripture found?
Amen.
That's right. Know it, he'll be revealed to you. In that theophany farm, you know all things.
Amen.
One an hour. Those saints I'm closing that's went on. They in a place right now, they know all things.
Amen. That's right.
They know limitation to them.
Their body's resting.
But they moved into the sixth dimension.
Amen.
Where they know all things.
Oh.
They have moved into another house that there's no limit on.
Paul called it
celestial house.
Yes.
But Brother Brown called it the pillow farm. But it can appear just like a human being.
That's right. Yes.
But it's a word farm body.
Amen.
Paul called it celestial. This is a terrestrial here. This
yes, sir. Right.
And the other body that we go to there and wait for the resurrection
is
called celestial.
Amen.
See, which is nothing but a word farm. We would call it the often
body.
Amen.
Yeah.
That is no pains comes.
Right.
Then that comes back and picks up a glorified farm.
Yes.
Amen.
From the dust.
Yes.
That's right. Oh my.
Amen.
Could we say as I turn it back, won't it be wonderful there?
Yes.
Amen. Having no more burdens to bear.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed this afternoon. Pastor, I've enjoyed it. I've preached my heart.
Praise
I hope you have enjoyed it.
Oh, yes.
Our first time being with him.
God.
He's just sitting here hollering, amen.
Amen.
What else could a real soldier do?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my, we should never have a dumb moment. Why can't we just praise the Lord?
Amen.
Why can't we just thank him for his truth?
Yes.
Oh, children, you've been blessed by truth.
Hey. Yes.
All the truth.
Yes.
So what is truth? Jesus said, thy word.
Yes.
So is his word is truth. You've been blessed with the word.
Yeah.
Oh, God, help us to rejoice.
Yeah.
Help us look out for our redemption, brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for my redemption.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I welcome it, Lord.
Yeah.
I welcome it to see it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let it come.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Won't it be wonderful? Lead us on, Brother Nate, if you can.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.